It's what, just about 3.5 weeks or so? 3 weeks till Christmas? It's a cold one today. Feels like Christmas. Minus 10 is the high. Tree lots are back. Lots of places to buy Christmas trees, including Dutch Growers. Jill Van Dyvendijk from Dutch Growers and co-host of Garden Talk here on 650 CKOM every Sunday joins me right now. Jill, it's December 1st. Are you ready for Christmas?
I got my tree up this weekend. Had a little bit of a mishap. It fell over once. My son and I we thought we could makeshift the stand because we were missing a part, but we ended up succeeding in the end. We just had a little bit of a mishap in between.
Don't you hate that when you get it all decorated? And usually it's not the stand so much as your dog or your cat or something. Also, the next thing you know, it's laying on the ground.
Yeah, there is a little tips and tricks that you can have to get it to stand up, but follow directions on your stand when you're putting it up. That's step number one.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Not a bad idea. Just a quick thing. I've been hearing little news clips here and there about the supply of Christmas trees because some farmers, tree farms have had like everything from tornadoes going through their farms to drought to fire. What's the supply like?
Well, you have to remember a Christmas tree takes 10 to 15 years to grow. So about 10, 15 years ago, we had a lot of droughts and we had some crop failures happening. So we are still getting through the later years of dealing with that shortage that we were seeing. And it is not necessarily from even these past few years. It's from about 10, 15 years ago. We're getting through that, but remember there is still those climate changes that we are dealing with that can happen, whether it's disease or drought or even a forest fire that can go through.
So have you been noticing more people kind of getting back to the real Christmas tree? I mean, there's a lot of artificial ones, but I've just noticed a lot more real like people using real Christmas trees.
I think that's also due to the price. You're seeing artificial trees, the price is going up just due to tariffs and supply issues that way too. So instead of paying maybe $500-$600 for a big 9-foot tree, maybe someone's going to opt to go in and spend about $100 to $200 for a tree that they maybe don't have to store year to year.
Right.
And then you get the nostalgic of the nice smell in your home and the experience of going to the tree farm and picking your tree out. And it just becomes a tradition as well too. Mm-hmm. And I think when we go through times, especially like when they say we've gone through a pandemic and now we've maybe going through a little bit of a recession, as they say, people tend to sort of look inwards and sort of create those little bit of traditions with their families. And those things become really important.
Yeah. So happy things.
Happy things. And those nostalgic things that you can look back and sort of create those memories.
And of course, your house is filled with that beautiful smell of pine tree. Jill Van Dyvendijk joining us from Dutch Growers, also co-host of Garden Talk each Sunday morning on CKOM. Thanks for this, Jill.
Thanks for having me.